Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Right, I'm going to get straight into the podcast. And look, there's so much of this podcast that we talk about journeys. I'm fascinated by journeys. And I don't necessarily mean physical journeys geographically. I'm talking about people's journeys and your journey in particular. And one of the driving forces behind Leader Manager Coach is to provide you with a bit of a roadmap and almost a drinks bottle that you can drink from on your journey that helps you and refreshes you, if I can use that analogy. And I may well do another podcast on or related to this particular episode. I'm currently trawling through Jordan Peterson's Maps of Meaning. I'd be hard pressed to find another book that's as challenging as this one. And my admiration for the man has just grown immeasurably. How anybody could have done the research behind this and written this at such an age and had such a thought process as this. It's genius stuff, really. And I want to share some things from it. Hopefully it'll help. And the place I want to start is something like, how often, here's the question, how often do you question yourself? It comes back to that concept of doubt, doesn't it? The doubts. What did Shakespeare say? Our doubts are traitors, which make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. Our doubts are traitors. Our doubts are traitors. Well, maybe it's not quite as black and white as that, because if you're entering into something, you probably need to give it due diligence and think, well, this is the positive, this is the negative. Think around it, through it, over it, under it. Will this work? Will that work? And you know, if you get bogged down by the paralysis of analysis and never move on, you're not probably utilizing the due diligence process successfully. If you dive into things without thinking them through, again, you're probably not using the due diligence process correctly. So doubts have a role. If you're going to... Okay, here's one. Last night, I was driving home late from a game. And I came to a road, and there was a small sign which says flood. A little bit further on, it wasn't just a small flood. It was pretty big. Now, the road wasn't closed. It was dark. It was 10 o'clock. 10 p.m. Nobody else about. And I couldn't actually tell easily whether this would be a problem for my vehicle. I didn't fancy turning around and going back. My mind was telling me, come on, you want to get through it. So I sat, turned the radio off in the car and studied for a while and thought, the road's not shut. There's a sign up that says flood. It looks about this deep. I'm going to go for it. Fortunately, I got through it. Now, that is just an example of due diligence. I did have doubts as whether I should be doing it or not. And we'll all have doubts. But we have to be aware of our doubts. And we have to be in control of them. Now, Peterson says that the world that we live in, the physical world that we live in, even the psychological world that we live in, its essential nature is one of entropy. What on earth does entropy mean? It means random chaos. If you are a gardener, you will know, if you go on holiday and you're away from home for 3 months on the cruise of a lifetime, or you're ill and unable to tend your garden, Nature will have its way. You'll get your garden will be somewhat chaotic when you come back. No longer straight edges and manicured lawns, but weeds, overgrown, more flora and fauna than before, and less structured. You leave a house for 2 years and don't do anything to it, it will start to decay. Life is a decaying process. No rules on the road. No highway code. Chaos. Look, I've lived and worked in Bangladesh. I've never seen a road system like it. There's no rules. Well, there probably are rules, but nobody sticks to them. There's no policing. There probably is policing, but it's ineffective. It's corrupt, probably, possibly. There's no care about how roadworthy vehicles are. There's multiple deaths. The speeds are not policed. There's far too many users for the safety of the area. It's chaos. It's entropy. And while we were there, we had a tournament where we went to Qatar. Went to Qatar. There are smooth tarmacked roads, white lines on the roads, demarcations, traffic lights, calm, law-abiding, rule-obeying order. Now, I'm not saying anything's one's right or wrong. I think one is right. What is our job? In life, one way of looking at your life is to create order from chaos. That is what you are here to do. We are not here to lie on a beach. This is my belief. Nothing wrong in lying on a beach, but not to lie on a beach for the rest of your life. We're not here to gain power. We're not here to drink alcohol to excess. We are here to create order from chaos. That's why we have plumbers. Water is pouring through a pipe that's burst in your home. It's chaos. The floor is flooded. The desk is sodden. Paperwork is damaged. It's people are distressed. Welcome the order restoring plumber. There is a hole in your roof. It is damaging the fabric of your building. Welcome the order restoring roofer. There is money hemorrhaging out of your business. Welcome the order restoring accountant. A football team is languishing at the bottom of the division. 1 point from 5 games. Low morale. Complaining supporters. Disgruntled chairman. Welcome the order restoring saviour, messiah, new manager. Your job is to create order from chaos. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the hero's journey. Unfortunately, it does seem, doesn't it, particularly in the Western world, which is the area that I can really only speak about with some degree of certainty, is that there is this subconscious goal that's kind of set by society, that the aim is to get secure and comfortable. Ah, yuck. Secure and comfortable. I can hardly say the words. Get financially secure. Nothing wrong in that. It's having it in perspective. You get financially secure, I ain't sure you're going to be happy. You embark upon a process that fills you with meaning. I think you're a damn sight closer to happiness than being a secure millionaire with no goal. Beware of comfort and security. Be hellishly aware. Be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. Be afraid. Look, if life is about creating order from chaos, then what is it we have to accept? Well, when you go out into the arena to do something, you are stepping, therefore, into chaos. You go into a business where they need your help. You go into somewhere where you're not competent. For example, let's say you were learning to drive a car. It seems like chaos to your brain. There's cars everywhere. There's multiple things to do in the vehicle. You have to do this. You have to know the rules. Wow, how does anybody negotiate the roads successfully in a vehicle, not cause harm to themselves and other people? Get there in one piece and do it successfully day after day. Eventually, you become competent. You make order out of what appeared to be chaos. Somebody gives you you're on a course, somebody gives you a piece of writing to do or a presentation to create. You don't know how to use the IT. You don't really know what the subject matter is in detail, and you're not sure how it will be received. It is chaotic. You've got a lot of things going on in your mind. You've got a lot of things to learn. 10 days later, after 4 late nights and 6 long days, you have in front of you a piece of work. It is structured. It has a framework. It has an introduction, a middle, and an end. It's not perfect. It's not a pass. But it's on the way to order. You've got a house that you're moving into. And you move into this house, and there is stuff everywhere. People have left. They've said you can have all the gear in the house. You can have everything you want. Just pay us the money. You have the furniture. You come to a deal. You move into the house. It is chaos. Too much furniture, old CDs, magazines, books, food, things out of date, things in the wrong place. It is chaos. You have to work as well. You have a job, you have a family, you have children, you have a business to run. 18 months later, you have a clean, clear, well-structured, well-functioning, welcoming home because you have created order from chaos. I defy you to think about anything in terms of progress where you're not creating order from chaos. But when you step into that arena of doing it, you step into the arena of chaos and you are vulnerable. There are things you do not know. There are lots of things you do not know. We've talked about this before, but being vulnerable is, I believe, a key success habit. You have to learn to be vulnerable. You have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. It is the opposite of ego. It is the opposite of being overstructured. Peterson calls it the Great Father. The great ideology that this is how things are done. This is how we've always done it. This is how it is. Well, maybe so, but there are faults in that. Being vulnerable is where you say to yourself, I don't know how to do this. I am a novice. You look like a fool. Ah, Shakespeare's fool. The one everybody makes fun of. The one people joke about. The one that people kind of dismiss in their haughty manner. The fool. The honest fool. I'm a human. I'm fallible. I am limited. I need help. I can be more than I am. I do not know all the answers. but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to fail. I'm willing to ask for help. I'm not bothered what I look like because I just want to be in the process of getting better. Compared to, I'm not getting involved in that. I'll let somebody else make a fool of themselves. I'm okay. I've arrived. Danger. Success in life, and even happiness, physiologically, from dopamine release in the brain, according to research, comes from voluntary pursuit and voluntary acceptance of chaos and the challenge that that brings. Failure to meet that challenge. Preferring to sit still, hide away, pretend you're okay, nothing can get me here, is a recipe for suffering. As we've said before, you choose your suffering. You voluntarily say, I'm going to step out. I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to try this. I'm going to really give this everything I've got. I'm going to achieve this. Or I'm going to fail valiantly. The man in the arena. The man who comes up short time and time again. The one who's sent into exile for 10 years. The one who reappears. A new woman or a new man. Been through the fire. Forged by years of experience. Comes out of the desert. The new hero. Or the soft, comfortable, pretty pathetic specimen who prefers comfort and security. You choose. Both are suffering. You choose which one. There is a price to pay for everything. You choose the price. That's what's great. You can choose. Be the honest fool. Be the honest fool. Be different. Don't be the one with the false smile. Don't be the one who just holds back and looks good. Don't be the one that kind of hopes everybody else will fail and that they'll be okay and that they'll look all right. Esse quam videri. I believe it's Latin. I had this from Brian Johnson. I've talked about his Entheos work many, many times. Check him out. It's amazing stuff. Esse quam videri. To be rather than to seem. Talk is cheap. Oh, I look good. Got a good suit. Got a nice car. Got a nice home. Fell on my feet. My dad and my parents did well. Got a few quid behind me. I'm okay. My dad got me this job. Yeah, just say this, just say that. Keep your nose clean. Keep your nose clean. How many times have you heard that? Oh my days. Yeah, keep your nose clean. But if you see some injustice, get involved, sort it out. Be prepared to do what it takes. Don't just be a plastic warrior. The world is full of plastic warriors. It's what's the problem, in my opinion. I'm not even going to go into that in the National Health Service in the UK. How on earth I'm getting onto that, I don't know. It's just come into my mind. Administration ruling the world. Jordan Peterson talks about it all the time. Universities, places of learning, ruled by plastic warriors. Don't be a plastic warrior. Be the real thing. Pay the price. Build a foundation, no matter how many years it takes. Dig deep. Make yourself the real woman or the real man. a man and woman of substance. Be yourself. Don't judge yourself by the rules of the internet or the world of superstars. What you look like on the internet, the Ferrari, the gold watch, the million-dollar lifestyle, created, airbrushed in, photographed, looking good, huh? Oh, my days. It is the wrong tree you are climbing. In fact, it is the wrong jungle. Don't waste your life thrashing and chopping through a jungle and climb a tree at aged 80 and look back and think, I've been struggling through the wrong jungle. It's all about you as the individual. The group, the ideology, the social world out there, everybody else, the social pressure, they will tell you to do it this way. Oh, do it that way, do it this way, you'll be okay. Retire, you know, keep get a good job, keep your nose clean, you'll get your pension when you're 50, 55, whatever it is. Oh, it's great. Job with this service and, you know, you get a few perks and everything will be okay. Comfort, security and average. Don't buy it. Look, there's nothing wrong in the quiet life. I'm not saying you've got to be out there creating mayhem, being an influencer. You can be the quietest leader in the world, leading a family, being a carer, building your own foundation in your own way. You are living your own life, walking your own path. Don't hear me wrong. You are being an individual. You are on your own hero's journey, doing what you have to do. Understand me. Because the answer is you. There are many paths through in this chaotic world. You have to choose the through line. How do you choose the right through line? You test. You do your due diligence. You try. You get hurt. You get injured. You get wounded. You stand up. You try again. Knock down. I stand up. Again, I learned this from Johnson. Percussus resurgo. Struck down, I rise again. In the chaotic world, through the many paths and the anxiety of all these different choices, I try and fail and try and fail. I learn, get stronger, and now I know this is the path. We move on up this mountain, and look, there's the next peak. Percussus resurgo. Struck down, I rise again. That is chaos. It's where you need to be. Look, here's a warning. Running from the unknown, running from chaos, is exhausting. It will catch up with you in the end. A problem left, a problem ignored, is a problem magnified. You've got a little tiny hole in something that's dripping. Sort it out now before it's a flood. That's the story of Peter and the dike. Stick your finger in the hole, stop it coming through and get help. Don't let it become a flood and a catastrophe. You don't feel well. Look, I'm not encouraging you to run to your GP, your doctor, your health professional every 2 minutes. But if you've got concerns, sort it out. Deal with the little challenges now. Now. Face them. Don't let them become big. I can honestly stand here now and say there are relationships that have gone in my life, that have gone sour, gone south, deteriorated because I didn't address the painful issues that were present. I did my best, But one of the things I can say is that I think things would have been better if I'd have dealt with them now. Whatever you need to do now for your career, for your job, for your relationship, for your business that's a problem, face it now. Just do one thing towards it. Get some momentum going. Do not ignore it. It is a lie. Because we talk about the truth a lot. Peterson talks about the truth. And look, we're all looking for these like one brush, broad brush, low resolution things that we can live our lives by. I think one thing that you can certainly hang your hat on is that the truth will set you free. The truth, no matter what the consequences, will set you free. Don't ask me how it all works. It resonates and revolves at a level that I can sometimes pick the bones out of, but not always. But some of the greatest lies we tell are to ourselves. I'll do that later. That's an untruth. Do it now. Oh, I'm okay. Are you? Those were harsh words, aren't they? That person looks like they're suffering. Oh, well, not my problem. Isn't it? I'm okay. No, you're not. You know that you want to move on. You know that you want to be better. You know you want more money. You know you want a better job. You know you want to feel prouder of yourself. You know you want more in life and to have more influence and to move up the ladder. That person's struggling. You know they need help. Go and help them. Say hi. Is there anything I can do? Don't be scared. Oh, they might ask me to do something. How may I serve? Dig deep. You're not just here for yourself. Tough words, huh? That is what it's like. Moving on. Emerson. Emerson's self-reliance. Self-reliance. Relying on yourself. Yes, we have to rely on others, but he's talking about not just being a puppet and saying yes to everything because that's the way it seems. Questioning things, asking, discovering, believing in yourself. Self-reliance. And that is really where I want to leave this. I've been going on for probably 25 minutes, maybe more. But look, I want to reassure you, in summary, that security and safety is not where it's at. It's dangerous, and it's the wrong type of suffering. Running away from responsibility and the unknown and something that appears difficult. As Peterson says, the place you most need to look is the place you most don't want to. Get it sorted. Find out what it is you need to do and step into that arena. Do it voluntarily. And as the poem says, you step out and all manner of things will come and help you and support you and see you on your way. Tell yourself the truth. Listen to yourself. And be that vulnerable, honest fool. Catch you later.